beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quiet mire. And his bloodshot eyes saw more than he was feeling in fulfillment of his vow. To a secret icy boulder, and he dragged his burning shit ass up the mountain. that ready back there, Paul? Give me the thumbs up, you're ready. Everything's ready to go? You guys can see here that I have the new Phantom Spirit Beam in my hand. We've been working on this one for years, we're gonna try it out tonight. Get ready. Okay, let me just tell you what this is so you guys can be ready. When I hit you with the Phantom Spirit Beam that Paul's been working on for a couple of years here, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna coat the entire room with the Phantom Spirit vibe. And when I do that, what's gonna happen is people outside the building aren't even really gonna know what's going on, because I'm gonna be able to attract a giant cloud that is now hanging above the building, and it's gonna come and surround the entire building. And the spirit section of the, if you could see through the cloud, you would see part of the building kind of disappearing from leaving the other part behind, leaving basically a shell. And what's gonna happen is we're gonna leave all the shells of your body here on Earth, and the spirit of the building and all the people are gonna come with us, and we're gonna be traveling to a different place. Now, when you leave tonight, the incredible thing about the Phantom Spirit Beam is that you're gonna be able to transport yourself back and forth after this whole experience. You'll be able to transport yourself back into the shells of your body if you want, or you can leave at any time. Now, this should last for a couple of days, and then it's gonna wear off, and you won't have to come back and do it again. So, when I do this, you guys are all gonna come, we're gonna leave, and people outside will be looking at you. You may be inside of your body when they're talking to you, and you may not. You may just have your shell. They'll have a hard time telling you. You will know if you're really inside or not after you leave the building tonight. Here we go now. I'm gonna make sure it works first. Okay, it's still working. Deeper into the ground. And we can do this now because there's nothing solid left in our bodies. We're just floating down into the ground, floating in the center of the earth, and you can feel it getting a little warmer and warmer as we get down into the magma. The magma. Let's just make sure that we're all still there. And you wouldn't want to get trapped down in the earth and have the shell of your body come back, because you couldn't come back. So let me just do it. Okay, we're safe now. When we get to the very center of the earth, we get hotter and hotter and hotter. It's just our spirits kind of getting warmer and our bodies are okay. Until we suddenly realize that we are now floating into the direct pin center of the earth. It's like a black hole. And in that pin is...
Game ends.
See over on the mountain, a little guy to the great knowledge of Oniculus. The great knowledge of Oniculus is going to help him find a healthy friend book. Now as he climbs up the mountain starts to rumble and shake, and it's like an earthquake. And he looks up and there's boulders falling down all around him, just missing his head. He's grabbing onto rocks and roots, and as the boulders fall out, the mountain starts to take a different shape until big boulders come out and form eye sockets and then a nose. And he looks up and the mountain has turned into the spirit of Iculus right before him. And he looks up at the spirit of Iculus and he says, "Iculus, you've got to help us go get the Helping Friends book." At which point Iculus calls on the famous mockingbird who comes flying down out of the sky, lands on his shoulder, sends the famous mockingbird off to the castle of the evil King Wilson, stealing the Helping Friend book, bringing peace and tranquility back to Game Hedge forever. Then everybody, once that's done, can go back into their little shells, and for about 2 days now, you'll be able to leave your shell or come back to it at will.